Chris Marston joins us from the West Coast Eagles here on Saturday morning at the footy. Marsto, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. I had a chat to you after the game in the members, and in the end, it was a hard game and a hard-fought-out win. Sydney certainly came to play.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. You earn everything you get against those blokes. They're pretty tough at it, and yeah, I suppose we just did well to overcome it in the end.
Chris, Kim Hagdon here. A lot was made of playing that big game. It was built up as a big game to kick the Easter weekend off on the back of just a five-day break. How were you and some of the other guys, say, coping with that late into Thursday night? Starting to feel the effects?
Yeah, mate, it was a really short week, obviously, but we really did nothing on the track during the week. We just recovered, and the sports life guys, they sorted us out pretty well. Actually felt good in the end, so I suppose the credit to them. But it was tough, but felt good and got the result, so it's always a positive.
Chris, the move of McGovern Ford was a positive one, and it seemed to work. Do you think that'll be a more permanent fixture going into the next month?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, mate. We obviously had Jack Darling out with his ankle. He couldn't get up in time. And, yeah, I suppose it's handy that you've got a player like that can play amazing down back, but then if we need something up forward, we'll just chuck him up there and kick a couple goals for us. So it's bit of a luxury to have that sort of player. And if we need him, he'll go forward, but I think he plays his best footy down back as well.
Chris, something that I've been hoping to see a bit more out of, and it's probably a bit harsh, to be calling for a bit more flexibility and alternatives and different personnel running through the centre square restarts often. Was there a deliberate tactic from your match committee to have more alternatives in the centre square on Thursday night? I saw, other than just Mitchell, Pritis and Shuey, I saw Duggan and Cripps and Redden, Gaff, Hill all in there at different times.
Yeah, I think we needed to probably change things up a little bit, and the coaching staff are definitely looking for more of a team performance, a team effort rather than just relying on our stars all the time. So we need a better contribution across the board, and we probably got that on the weekend by trying people out in different positions. So yeah.
So part of my query on that is that, to extend it slightly, so that was deliberate going into the game. You had planned that, even though Sam Mitchell wasn't himself carrying that crook ankle, you had planned to use more personnel through your centre square?
Probably a little bit of both. With Mitch going, hurting his ankle and then having to spend a little bit of time more forward, that opened up for Dubbo and players like that to get inside. So, but yeah, we definitely wanted to share the load a little bit more.
Still a few days away, but what's been the method of the team and Simo and you guys with the MCG? It's a talking point. I mean, you can't escape it. Unfortunately, the numbers don't lie. What do you need to do different to come out and take on Hawthorn Sunday week and beat them at the MCG?
Yeah, not too sure, mate. We'll probably look at that during the week. We'll probably train an MCG size ground. It is difficult because, this talk is always going to be there because we haven't obviously got the wins there, but I don't know, mate. We should play the way we got to play and win the footy and, see how we go.
Have you got any report? How is Sam Mitchell's ankle in some ways? Did you see him yesterday? Is it heavy rehab for him now for the next few days?
Yeah, I've got no idea, mate. I didn't see him yesterday, so I'm sure we've had some scans and try to figure out what's going on, but yeah, hopefully he's all right.
Just another quick one about your tactics, which, again, I thought was something a bit fresher, new. The tactic of one of your nippy forwards starting on the defensive side of the square, pretty much for every ball up. So you started with five forwards and one of your quick runners coming through. Should we expect to see more of that into the coming matches, or was that just for certain opposition we might expect that?
It's just something that we've got that we can go to, I think. Just depending on what the opposition's giving us, we might chuck that in. But yeah, on the weekend it was obviously working for us because that bloke was getting involved a little bit, so just stuck with it. But yeah, it's definitely just in the kit bag, I suppose.
Another one I want to know a bit about is Sherrod Wellingham. Good mate of yours, you must have heard from him or spoken to him. How's his thigh?
Yeah, he's a bit sore, I think. The big thigh, he's just got a fairly solid cork, so he's in some pretty good compression and taking care of it, but yeah, he'll be right.
Now, is there much chatter out on the ground with Callum Sinclair, your former teammate? Did you all have a bit of byplay with amongst you all, did you?
I did hear some stuff. chat, but I did hear a couple things, quite funny. But yeah, it was good to catch up with him after the game, and glad we got the win over him.
Well, come on, tell us one. Tell us one on a family radio.
Nah.
Hey, what about the concept of the Thursday night match? Even if it needs or means a 5-day break, the club seems to want to try and get hold of that at the start of Easter more regularly to play the HMAS Sydney Cup match. Would you as players support that off a 5-day break if that's what it means?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen for it. I mean, the 5-day is pretty tough, especially if like Jack Darling say, if he had an extra day or two, he might have got out there, able to get up and play. Mm-hmm. But you have that factor, but I don't mind it, to be honest. Like, you know, 5 days, really, it's tough, but it's doable, and then you get the weekend off sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm for it.
You got 10 days off. Are you down south yet?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in Mandurah, aren't you? Are you in Mandurah yet?
I got it. Yeah, I'm going to Mandurah now. He put it off his car, jump in the car.
Did so, you get a get a house?
Well, no, I didn't. The crowd didn't back me up, as you know, Carl. So we just got one in Mandurah, so that'll have to do.
Good on you, mate. Well, enjoy, take care, and we'll see you in
seven or eight days'
time.
Just on that, a bit intrusive, I guess. You get your private time. But so when are you back at work? When do you guys actually regroup again, ready to build up to the Hawthorn game?
We're back at the club on Monday, but we've got stuff to do in between. We're going to do a bit of a run today and some leg weights as well. So it's not like it's just, you know, gone on a holiday, but it is good. It is handy. You can get this time of year, get away, spend some time with the family and do some stuff like that. But yeah, we're back on Monday.
I'm just jotting down a note here. Thanks, Chris. Monday, start looking at Mitchell, Darling, Wellingham.
See you, Master.
See
enjoy Mandurah, mate.
No worries, guys.
Chris Marston.